As for you graduates who already know what you're doing next, who have it all mapped out, don't be so sure. Life is famous for throwing curveballs when you least expect them. My first big one came on a Friday afternoon. After about a year at WJAR, I decided, you know what? Journalism might really be for me. I was happily typing up a story when my news director called me into his office, told me I didn't have what it takes, and fired me. I drove to my family's home, flung myself dramatically across my bed, and sobbed. And that's how my dad found me. When I explained what had happened, he asked me one question. Do you think you have what it takes? I said, yes. To which he replied, then it doesn't matter what anyone else says. There will always be people putting you down, always be people rooting for you to fail. The following Monday, I went back to work and I confronted that little weasel, my news director. And I told him I planned to succeed no matter what, he thought. I may have also pinned him up against the wall. Like I said, he was little. But he gave me my job back on the spot, and that's great that he did, but that's not the point of the story. The point is, you have to believe in yourself or no one else will. In order to swim, you have to drown out the naysayers. You're all smart, right? Or you wouldn't be here today. I imagine you all strive for success and will undoubtedly find it. But when you do, you just may discover it has nothing to do with how much money you make, or how big a house you live in, or how prestigious your job might sound to someone else.